Okay, we have a chiddush here tonight, and that is by now, I think a lot of us are beginning to do our shopping for Pesach, and there's a ha'ora which I'd like to mention, which I think is very subtle, but I think is very important halacha, and that is, when we do our orders, we typically say, you know what, I need to call up the meat shop and order my meat for Pesach. I need to call up the fishmonger. And you call up the fishmonger and you say, hello, can I make my meat, can I make my fish order for Pesach? You call up the meat person and you say, the meat shop, can I place my order for Pesach? Can I make an order for Pesach as a normal expression to use? You call up again and you say, I want 5 quarters of chicken for Pesach and I want 2 logs of meat for Pesach. And then you call up the fish person again and he's saying you want... I don't know what, 100 kilo of fish for Pesach. Yeah, this is quite common in our language to use. And I think deep down we know that there's such a halacha. And I think it's kedai to know a certain small change that you can do and achieve quite a lot. And Shulchan Aruch says that there's an issa to say on a behema or oif or anything, bosor zeh le Pesach. That this bosor, this meat, this fish, this chicken, which the Mishnah Berurah adds, is Le Pesach. So, remember to mention, there's an Eita, that's why you'll see, you can say Bosal Zeh Al Pesach. If you look at the Kedasya Heksha, they always say Kosher Al Pesach. Either the kosher toothpaste or the kosher, you know, plastic knives or whatever. Kosher Al Pesach. Everything they're going to write is Kosher Al Pesach. Why Kosher Al Pesach, not Kosher Le Pesach? Because of this issue. If you write Kosher Le Pesach, then people will think, it looks like, that you were makdish the behema while it was alive. Listen to how far-fetched. And then people will see, you're eating this meat. I thought you made it kodesh. You made it kodesh from when it was alive. And then people will think that you are eating kodshim bachutz. Can you imagine, such a chashash. If you go ahead and say, you know, you're holding this bag of meat, and you say, you know what, this is for Pesach. Let's put it in this freezer. I'm going to suspect that you are maybe eating kodshim bachutz. Can you imagine? Because really, you made it a carbon Pesach. Let's have a look. Okay, lechavos Pesach could get you around the problem. I'm going to show you. But lechavos Pesach, we have to also know what's practical. If you ring up the fishmonger and say, I'd like to have 10 kilo of fish lechavos Pesach, you could say, I get lechavos Pesach. I'm going to show you 8 in a second. Shulchan Aruch says, the chashash is, it looks like you are makdish it, and people will say, you're eating bachutz. Rather, you should say, the eta is, bosor zeh liyomtev. When you call up the fish shop, the fishmonger, you call up the meat shop, and people ask you and say, can I please have, what's a normal phone call that you would expect a person to ask you, I would like to make a meat order for Pesach. What's the nusach that would use? They would use, can I please order my meat for Pesach? Is that the nusach? That's the going nusach. You can't say that this is for Pesach because it looks like you're makdish it. And this is such a stark horror. Listen to this, says in Mishnah Berurah. But the Eved, it's okay. Sha'atzion, the Bach Mokhad Aron Prichodosh and Machmed B'di Eved. If a person calls up a shop and says, can I please have 2 chickens for Pesach? Okay, no problem. The details finally get delivered. According to the Bach Mokhad Aron Prichodosh B'di Eved, you can't eat it. Okay, Mishnah Berurah passes on. Mishnah Berurah says you can. What I'm trying to say.
Why? It's for his man. It's not because
of that.
We call it.
Basically. I tell you what. Someone's got a point over here. In Lashna Kodesh, there's a difference between kosher bosazer le Pesach and al Pesach. So when we say kosher al Pesach, you see all the wrappers of Kedasi, kosher al Pesach, that gets you around the problem because Lashna Kodesh are 2 different things. In English, full Pesach and full Pesach is the same. You can't Allah. I want meat over Pesach. You'll get the delivery after Pesach. He said that over Pesach. Yeah, a full Pesach. So the answer is really, I think this is a very geshmak halacha to know. That when you make an order, when you call up the meat shop, and you call up the fishmonger and you say, I want meat for Pesach, it just changes slightly. Just say, I want meat for Yom Tov. That is the Azish Din Shulchan Aruch, and the Yom Bosor Zeh Liyom Tov is the Choshma Halacha to know, because don't forget, Agam B'Di'evet it's okay, Sha'atzion brings quite a few shittas hold of B'Di'evet, you can't eat it. Can you imagine such a thing? You call up the fish, it's going to cost you. How much is that? How much is the average order on Pesach? Let's call it £150, yeah? £150, okay? So £150, deliver it. Again, you put yourself in a big machloka, it's not so geschmack. Again, Mishnah Berurah says, but the evidence, okay? But if I use the term, okay, hello, please can I order 20 pieces of this type of meat, yeah, whatever, for Pesach. That would be an issue. It's kedai to say, or is it for Yom Tov?
If he says that, should he turn around and say to him, you mean for Yom Tov? Is that okay?
I don't know. What would you say to that? He's got a good child. If I come along and say he's got a good child, I come along and say I would like a piece of chicken five quarters for Pesach. If he turns around and say that you want it, do you mean whatever? So you lost your customer there.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, you're right. Okay, it's got to work. But I think the point is we're trying to make, at least la hatchila, a person to, it's a subtle point that in your mind you can change very quickly. Again, it doesn't happen every day of the year, but sometimes we go into a shop, you need something for Pesach, you need an extra a piece of fish, so you go, please can I have it for Yom Tov? Change the nusach. Lo yishen shonoch. Lo yoyim ha'bosa zeh le'pesach. Ela yoyim ha'bosa zeh le'yom tov. That gets around the big issue in Shulchan Aruch. Some tough samachdas.
So we go to eggs as well.
So the truth is, Mishnah Berurah says, only oifos, which is chicken, and schnitzel, v'dogim, and fish. So it's only these things. Only oifos, dogim, and bosa. Those three things. Now, the Kafachayim also adds peiros and everything. The Maaseh Mishnah Berurah seems to only limit it down to oifos, dogim, and bosa.
So why is Kedas right and Shogun then?
Why? Because it's a bit of a chumrah. What they're doing is, because Zilbos or Tama, what's the reason why other things are also a problem? Because we say maybe he meant le Pesach le Doma. Ladomi means for the value that he can sell it off, he can sell it, and then that money should be Korban Pesach. Such a vital chashash. So the thing, Obazay, it can apply to any product. Okay, that's already leave it to them. But the Maisa you've got over here, Vashtei Mishnah Berurah, is you've got Oifos, Dogim, and Bosa. It's Kedai to change the Nusach. I think that's a quite shtackle point. Next one. We try and picture ourselves, where you've got next Friday. Is next 2 weeks Friday. This is quite a long time, so why are we doing this so early? I'll tell you why, because there's a lot of Kiddushin coming up. Don't worry, you'll see why exactly. Don't forget Pesach is Sunday, which is Motzah Shabbos. Shabbos is Erev Pesach. Friday is the day before Erev Pesach. Okay, and we said already, Thursday is Tanis B'chayim. Friday morning, let's say, Friday morning, after Chatzos, and you want to have a haircut, or you want to have a trim, or you want to cut your nails, usually on Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, before Pesach, you can't have a haircut. We always said, you know, I remember some people get stuck on this. They come home, they're busy, had a whole busy morning, and they come home and they need a haircut, they need a trim, Erev Pesach. What's the obvious answer to someone who needs a trim, Erev Pesach? What do we tell them to do? Go to a Goyish Barber. Because Shtei Mishnah Berurah, Hagam after Chatzos, you can't do Malacha, you can't have a trim, you can't have a haircut, but you can go to a Goyish Barber without being here. That's usually the Hayrah. When it comes to this year, being that Friday, it's not even Erev Pesach, it's the day before Erev Pesach. There's no issue with that. In fact, that's what affects next Motzei Shabbos. There will be some people wishing to go straight into Kaddish Tiskabel, meaning after Marim Motzei Shabbos, next Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos. Usually, if there's an upcoming Yom Tov during the week, we say that you miss out V'Noyam. You don't say V'Noyam is a special tefillah that we ask Hashem, Koinon Aleinu Mas Yodeinu, that Hashem should put His bracha on Ma'asi Yodeinu, on the things that we do that week. That's why we say V'Yinoyam. What's the Lashon V'Yinoyam? Hashem L'keinu Aleinu, Ma'asi Yodeinu, Koinu No Aleinu. Our Ma'asi Yodeinu, Hashem should rest His bracha on us. That's why we say that Nusach. So, where there's a Yom Tov that week, so we can't say Ma'asi Yodeinu, because you're not allowed to do Malacha on Yom Tov, so therefore we scrap the whole V'Yinoyam, if Yom Tov that week, because you can't do Malacha. But, if Erev Pesach falls on during the week, that's not enough to ask us, especially over here this year, where Friday, because you're any malacha, that obviously we're going to have to say V'Yinoyam. There's no patura to get around V'Yinoyam. This year, obviously, we say V'Yinoyam, like any other Motzei Shabbos. Okay, now we've got an interesting one. You'll see why we're leading up so early, because there's a lot to get through. I'll show you like this. Shabbos morning is going to be, for a lot of us, earlier than Slichas. Because I think some of us, by Slichas, they can even make it to the 7 o'clock minion or half past seven, yeah? But when it comes to this year, Shabbos, Erev Pesach, do you know what we need to do on the agenda? We need to wake up. Sof Zman Achila is 9:27. That's AM. 9:27 is Sof Zman Achila. Okay, come to the moment, wrong. And now we've got to clock in Shachris with Leaning on Musaf. And at least one meal, maybe even two meals, which we'll see, okay? So now you wake up early. Some people told me that the minion is 6:30 or something, yeah? Quarter to six, someone told me. There's a minion in town, quarter to six. Mamish, bits of Leaning Shabbos. Okay, so there's a start. Sorry?
Yotzer
as well, that's right. You should have, someone told me that the last time it happened, I think 13 years ago, what they did is in a search shul in town, they had just Shachris, right? I don't know, 7:30 Shachris, just Shachris, and everyone went home for the meal. Yeah. And after the Zman, after Sof Zman, they told them 11 o'clock, they came back for Leaning of Musaf. It's not so geschmack because you can't really have a proper meal before Musaf. If a person wants to tuck into a meal before Musaf, Mishabru's not so clear, not so happy about that. You can't make a proper meal. You can have a kibbutz, something like that, but to have a whole meal, not so geschmack. So, okay, that's why it's not so popular to just get away with Shachris. We get up early, let's imagine 6:30 to get up, or 7 o'clock. 2 hours later, if Shachris takes you at least 2 hours, you finish at 9 o'clock, within 27 minutes, you've got to get through a meal. So that can prove to be quite a struggle.
You don't finish all meal.
Oh, that's a good one. The truth is, there's no need to finish the chametz by Sof Zman. The chametz. Yeah, there's no need to finish a meal by Sof Zman. You don't need to bench at all. You just have to finish your kibbutza that you need to have for the meal before the Sof Zman. So really, you can come home, you arrive home at 9:10, you've got 17 minutes to get down the kibbutza, have kiddush a kibbutza, and then you're done. Then you can continue the rest of the meal, a Pesach Diga meal. You can continue in the other room, wherever you feel comfortable. But you're right, 100%, you just have to finish the kazayis, the kibbutza of what's it called. Then you'll find some people will try this year to split the meal. What's the idea of splitting the meal? You've only got 17 minutes, right? You haven't really got... What's the idea of benching and starting again? So Shabbos Shudas. Now really, it's a bit of a joke, because Shulchan Aruch says very clearly in some Reish Sadi Aleph, it's a Toysos in Shabbos, Kuf Yod Ches, Amud Aleph Tei. It's a Mufurish and Mishnah, basically. The Mishnah says that if it's a Leika, if it's a fire, Chas V'Shalom, Matzilin Gimel Su'udas, one for Mariv, one for Shachris, one for Mincha. Says Toysos, it's Meduik from the Mishnah. Why say one for Shachris, one for Mincha? We know when you're having meals. Says Toysos, the Mishnah is indicating that there's a separate, special time for Suda Shlishis. You can't be Yotz of Suda Shlishis before the Zman of Mincha. Before Chatzos, there's no Tzad to be Yotz of Suda Shlishis. As always, get passing Shulchan Aruch from Toysos in Shabbos, could be a Chesim. There's no way. I could be Yotz of Suda Shlishis before Chatzos. As always, get passing Shulchan Aruch. Reish Sadi Aleph, a very clear seif in Shulchan Aruch. There's Kamat no one's Chodik. Besides from the Shitta of the Re'im. The Re'im held, less Breira, you can be Yotz of Suda Shlishis before, which is not the Halacha. But the Maghreb Rom says, because the Epa's over here, we haven't got a choice, if we can be Yotzer. Shitta Yechidah, the Mishabur says, Toiv to be Yotzer this Shitta. Again, it's only a Toiv. So you'll find some people, they'll come home, rush home, 9:05, they haven't got much time, and they'll wash.
That's not that far.
But they say they're going to come home, have a wash, and then bench, have a hefsek of 20 minutes, which you're already short of time, but yeah, it's about 20 minutes, and then wash again. It's very, very knap. You're going to have to really dive in early for that. Here is the chap. The chap is, don't think that would be nyoitza, the inyan of Suda Shlishis, just by splitting up the first meal to chumra. It's only to be yoitza that funny shitta. Funny, nothing funny. That shitta of the ra'im. But it's not la halacha, really. It's not the real halacha. The real halacha is that we are not yoitza before chatzos. So what do we do this time? We are yotza with the other rishonim who hold, you don't have to have pas. When it comes to every week's Suda Shlishis, Shulchan Aruch says you have to have bread. But the Shulchan Aruch carries on, yesh oimrim, it's enough to have bosor, then it's enough to have fish, and even peiros is enough, some hold, yeah? So therefore, when it comes to this year, Erev Pesach, the main Suda Shlishis that we are mekayim is not the splitting up the meals in the morning. That's just a chumrah, if you're up for it and if it's time for it. It's literally only a lechatchila, maile ba'alma. The main Suda Shlishis, if I ask you how you makam Suda Shlishis, that's with your apple that you have on Erev Pesach, and that's with your piece of fish that you have, ideally fish or meat is better, you have a piece of meat or a piece of chicken, and that's how you makam Suda Shlishis. Ramah says clearly in Tov Mem Daled, we are makam the Suda Shlishis with a piece of meat, a piece of fish. That's the main part of the shlishis. There's no point going being machmir in the morning, having two meals, and then later on nothing. Okay, so you're going to tell me any time in the afternoon, any time from chatzos, anyway. Well, we done mincha first, and then have something after you. So you're going to turn around to me and say, listen, everyone's going to be eating something after chatzos, yeah? But it's very mustaba that you have to have kavanah for your having. Let's say after chatzos, you have to realize the seder. You have to realize after chatzos, you go and daven mincha, and then you have a suda shlishes, the shame suda shlishes. Because firstly, you need to have kavanah for what you're doing. If you stand poking around and having a bit of this and that, that could be is not enough for you have to have kavanah for the suda shlishes. It's interesting that the Rashbi, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, they all bring down the Mogen Avraham brings it down. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, he was Yotzer Suda Shlishes with learning. So he stayed in the Zoya. And he used to learn Maisa Merkova, Erev Pesach Shechol B'Shavas, and that's how he was Yotzer. Now all the Kavachayim read this, we can't be Yotzer without, it's only him that was Yotzer to such Madrigas, but we can't do it. But they do say, after we are Yotzer our Suda Shlishes with meat or fish, we should also learn a bit to be Yotzer Epezah Shita, Zishti in Kavachayim. Toi Blatz Shneim, he says, we can't obviously be Yotzer like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, because it's only a bit of Gris Madrigas, but we are Yotzer with fish and meat, but ideally try and get both, so learning afterwards would also be an Indian of Suda Shlishes. Okay, but that's the mice, the Ikka Suda Shlishes that we do is being Yotzer with the fish and meat. That's the other point. Now, here is where we get stuck on, and that is, I'm going to leave the other things tomorrow, we're going to have to put in something else. We've got bittul to do on Shabbos afternoon. There's bittul that we need to do bittul when it comes to Sof Zman Achila is 9:27. A bit later, Shal Chamishis is the time that you have to be mevatel all the chametz that we own, all the crumbs that we've had left over from Erev Pesach. So that's when you have to do bittul. Like any other year, you have to do bittul. So to Erev Pesach is you have to do bittul. You should know that state in the Chidor. The Chidor has got a nusach of saying bittul. He says when you do bittul, you'll see in the Machzorim on Pesach. He says Kashem should be Arunu. We say in the Tefillah. He's got Tefillah after you do bittul. Kashem should be Arunu Hachometz mi beiseinu v'sarfuno. We got rid of it. Kain. You should be machzir as letshuva, and you should get rid of the yetzer hara mikirbeinu. So too, you should burn the yetzer hara from our hearts. Yeah, the Chidor writes this, and when I saw this the first time, I saw the Chidor showing this, and that chassidish idea. It's an idea to say after srifas chometz, like you know, what shaykhs has chometz got really to do with the yetzer hara? Like I thought the first time I saw, I thought it was a bit far fetched. The chassidish Torah, you know, that it's one of these nuschoi. It's just like we got rid of the chometz from our house. So Hashem should get rid of the Yetzer Hara, like a Chassidish Torah. But really, little does that know that it's actually a Ramban al Torah. It's a Klei Yoko. It's the Klei Yoko says al Torah. Beautiful. He says beautiful Zach. He says Chometz is the Yetzer Hara. I really thought it was like Chassidish limited to probably Sfasemes or something. No. The Ramban. The Klei Yoko says, what's the only Yom Tov that in the base of Mikdash you makriv Chometz? Lechem v'koli v'chamer le'isuchosh. After the Sfiris Oimer, when it comes to Shavuos, we bring. We bring lechem mekali v'cham no lechem aponim. We lechem shtei lechem, right? So we bring a shtei lechem which is made from chometz. It's not the Klei Yoko, because chometz is the Yetzer Hara, and the only time that we could be makriv the Yetzer Hara is at a Yom Tov of Shavuos, which is Kabbalah Satoya. Baros Yetzer Hara, baros Yetzer Tachin. This is already mefurish in the mefurishim, and the connection between chometz is interesting. Chometz and matzah. Chometz and Matzah have the same letters, the Mem, they both got a Tzadi, but the one which is a bit different was one got a Ches for Chometz and the He is Matzah. That's the only difference between Chometz and Matzah. Pshat is that Chometz, as the Yetzer Hara, is the shape of a Ches, and that traps a person. Whereas Matzah is you got rid of the Yetzer Hara, and that is you got a He instead. Instead of the Ches, which is Chometz, the Yetzer Hara, you've now got a way out of the Yetzer Hara, there is a Gemara about this. And you've got a way forward to get out of the ches, out of the yetzer. You've dug a hole in the yetzer hara. It's the only interesting that chometz is the only issa that we can't keep. A person meikadin is allowed to get hold of, is allowed to own pork. You're allowed to own it. Might not be able to do mekach hamemka. You're allowed to own it. You certainly don't have to do bedika. And it's even a bottle. Let's say Friday night you have a chicken soup and a little bit of pork falls inside your chicken soup. You can carry on eating as if nothing happened. I know, but a little crumb falls into your chicken soup on a little Pesach, then not. Because when it comes to the Yetzahara, when it comes to Yetzahara, we need to get everything rid of it. When it comes to the Chometz, it's been Yochet Taka to Yetzahara, so it's not only Chassidus Shavuot, it's not only Chidor, which we say B'Shat Bittel, it's actually a Kli Yoko, it's actually many Ashkenazish Pesach, which I want to say.
Yeah. Oh.